Welcome to Once Upon a Storytime, the family-friendly storytelling podcast from Adventures Underground's Children's Department. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your guide on this adventure. Tall tales, folklore, and stories in general have fascinated humanity for as long as we've been sharing them. In the spirit of Adventures Underground, we'll be taking this podcast off the beaten path and exploring some lesser-known tales, and all you listeners out there are along for the ride. Today, we'll be reading Little Bear Runs Away. This story will be shared as told by Frances Margaret Fox in Little Bear Stories, which was copyright by Rand McNally & Company in Chicago in 1924. And now, Once Upon a Storytime with Little Bear Runs Away. The three bears had never visited Blueberry Plains in blueberry season. Little Bear couldn't understand why. He had teased and teased to go while the berries were ripe. The plains were not very far from home. The three bears had often gone away on much longer journeys just for a picnic.
"I could start in the morning and get there before sunset walking just like this," bragged Little Bear, walking slowly down to the gate and back, and looking as if nothing could ever make him hurry.
Father Bear and Mother Bear laughed. "But even so," Father Bear said severely, "this family is never going to Blueberry Plains on a pleasure trip during blueberry season. Now I do not wish to hear another word about it."
"Oh, try to get Blueberry Plains out of your mind," said Mother Bear.
"You see, pickers are out there when the berries are ripe, and it's no place for a little bear. Go roll downhill in a barrel and forget all about it."
Usually, Little Bear liked the fun of rolling downhill in a barrel, but today he felt all out of sorts and cross. So he sat on a big stone with his chin in his paws. He sat still and did nothing but think of how he longed to visit Blueberry Plains, where the berries grew so thick the land looked all sky blue. He had heard robins tell great tales of their doings at Blueberry Plains when the blueberries were ripe.
At last, Little Bear made up his mind and whispered softly to himself, "I shall run away someday and visit Blueberry Plains."
"Next," he said a bit louder, "I shall run away someday and visit Blueberry Plains."
Little Bear thought those words sounded very brave, so he walked to the grapevine tangle and shouted, "I shall run away someday and visit Blueberry Plains."
Early the next morning, Auntie Cinnamon's twins came to play with him. Just for fun, when the twins were starting towards home, Little Bear said to them, "I'm going to run away someday and visit Blueberry Plains."
"You wouldn't dare," exclaimed the twins together.
"I would too," contradicted Little Bear.
"Well, our folks never go there when the berries are ripe," said one of the twins.
"Then pickers are thicker there than berries." But Little Bear laughed and said, "Who's afraid of pickers?" Next day, Little Bear sneaked out of bed in the early, early morning and ran away. He met Yowler Wildcat on his way to the spring for a drink of water.
"Yowler," said Little Bear, "I wish just about noon you would go and tell my folks I've run away to Blueberry Plains. Maybe I'll never come home. I don't want my folks to cry and feel badly, so you tell them, if you please, where I am."
"But Little Bear," Yowler put in, "the plains are full of pickers. The pickers will get you."
"Who's afraid of pickers?" Little Bear shouted back over his shoulder as he ran on.
Yowler waited until about noon, and then did as he was told. And he wasn't a bit surprised when Mother Bear began to weep. He started home and had gone only as far as the grapevine tangle when he saw Father Bear traveling by like the wind in November. Yowler noticed he was carrying a stick with something dangling on the end of it. Now, just think how Little Bear felt that afternoon when he looked back and saw Father Bear racing along the highway like the wind in November. Little Bear suddenly felt too weak to stand, so he sat down on a log and began taking pickers, as he called them, out of his little suit. Not knowing exactly what to do when his father came up, he spoke first.
"The pickers are getting thick already," he said, without looking up.
Then he kept on picking sweetbriar thorns and wild rose prickers from his coat.
"You see, Father Bear? I'm not a speck afraid of pickers, but I suppose I've got to go straight home with you."
"Oh, no," answered Father Bear cheerfully. "If you want to run away, why, run along. I came to bring your bundle and a stick. All runaways carry a bundle at the end of a stick."
Little Bear was surprised and greatly disappointed. He was homesick already and tired enough to cry.
there were sharp prickers in his feet, he did wish his father would make him go home.
"Well, we'd better be jogging on," Father Bear said after he had whistled a tune cheerfully and rested a bit.
So, on they jogged. Father Bear took such long steps Little Bear had to run to keep up, and how tired he was. Afterward, Little Bear told his mother that he and Father Bear galloped and galloped for miles and miles along the highway. At last, at sunset, they reached the hilltop overlooking Blueberry Plains. There, Father Bear turned back, saying he had to see some grizzly relatives on business. He said he hoped Little Bear would always remember the day he ran away, and he begged him not to forget the old folks. He must be sure to come back and see them sometime. That was all. Little Bear couldn't speak. His eyes were full of tears, and he could scarcely wink them back when his father said, "Goodbye," and started away, humming a cheerful little tune. When he was out of sight, Little Bear sat down and cried because he was homesick and lonely. He hadn't expected to be alone. He had thought many of his friends would be there to keep him company. His feet were sore from prickers, his head ached, and he was hungry. As Little Bear looked about unhappily, he saw blueberry bushes on the hilltop, stretching out as far as he could see. The ground looked all sky blue with the berries, and they were almost as big as cherries. Little Bear began to eat blueberries. He ate and ate and ate. Crawling along on the ground as he picked the berries by the pawful, he crawled on and on until he reached the top of the hill. There below him, beyond the hill, stretched the wonderful blueberry plains. But all about them stood the white tents of berry pickers. At last, Little Bear understood what his mother and the Cinnamon Twins and Yowler had meant when they spoke of pickers. They had meant berry pickers. From camp to camp, the pickers shouted to one another and laughed and sang. Little Bear heard dogs barking and saw men carrying guns. He saw two little bears tied to stakes in front of one of the tents. Then, he knew why Blueberry Plains was no place for him when the berries were ripe. Badly frightened, back and back and back Little Bear crawled until the pickers could not possibly see him from the plains. Then, he hunted for a hiding place and found a wee cave just the right size for a badly frightened, homesick, blueberry-sick little bear. When he cuddled down in the cave, Little Bear didn't mean to go to sleep. Indeed, not in such a dangerous place. He was only going to rest until he stopped trembling, and then start for home like a March wind chasing winter away. But when the man in the moon looked in a bit later, he saw Little Bear sound asleep. Soon after that, along came Father Bear with the grizzly relatives. They peeped into the tiny cave and they laughed. Father Bear had been watching from hiding places every minute to protect Little Bear from harm. "He'll sleep till broad daylight," Father Bear whispered. "Then he'll make tracks for home. He'll come limping along safely enough soon after I get there, even if I don't start till noon." But that was one time Father Bear made a mistake. Before the moon went to bed, Little Bear awoke. Feeling better, up he jumped and started for home, running as fast as he could run. Little Bear never forgot that night. He ran softly because he didn't wish to waken strangers. And when he reached home, the sun was high in the sky. His mother was glad to see him. She forgave him for running away. Then she gave him a warm bath and some bread and milk, and did everything to make him feel better before she put him to bed. Little Bear slept long and soundly. At supper time, Father Bear came home, hungry and cheerful.
"Oh, don't look so sad, Mother Bear," said he. "Cheer up! Little Bear will come jogging home safe and sound one of these days."
Then he told her all about Little Bear's adventures. Mother Bear didn't tell Father Bear what she knew. Oh, she was ever so quiet, and she tried hard not to look cheerful. But when Father Bear turned his back and acted fidgety as he looked out the window, she winked one eye slyly and smiled a little. When darkness fell, Mother Bear said, "Let's go to bed, honey."
"Oh, no, no, no," said Father Bear. "Let's sit up and keep a light in the window."
"Oh, I don't see any sense in sitting up and keeping a light in the window," said Mother Bear. "But if we must sit up, please go upstairs and light the candle and bring it down." So Father Bear tramped heavily upstairs and lighted the candle, and then he saw something lumpy in Little Bear's bed. Yes, it was Little Bear. Mother Bear had come upstairs softly after Father Bear, and she laughed at her joke on him. He laughed, too. They made so much noise they woke Little Bear, and he half opened his eyes and said sleepily, "I'm sorry I ran away. I'm glad I'm home. Gonna be a good little bear now for always and always." After that, Little Bear never liked to hear anything said about Blueberry Plains. The end. Once again, this was Carrie reading Little Bear Runs Away by Frances Margaret Fox, which was copyright in 1924. If you liked this tale and want to read more from Little Bear stories, the original volume we read from has an embossed cover and original illustrations and can be purchased in-store, over the phone, or ordered through our website at www.advunderground.com for $29.95. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to listen along next time on Once Upon a Storytime.
You've been listening to Once Upon a Storytime, brought to you by AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episodes, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventures Underground at their online store or their virtual storefronts hosted by bookshop.org and libro.fm. Physical, digital, or audio, Adventures Underground has you covered. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows and soon many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground, copyright 2018, all rights reserved.